the signal. Playing the part of a couple, Alex and Jess asked the mark if she would take a picture of them both. She was happy to do so. She removed her hand from her bag to take the camera and snap the picture of the happy couple. While distracted, I casually reached over, took her bag, and calmly locked it inside my briefcase. My victim was yet to notice the empty chair as Alex and Jess left the cafe. Once out of sight, Alex headed quickly for the parking garage. It didn't take long for her to realize her bag was gone. Instantly, she began to panic. She stood up and looked around, frantically. This was exactly what we were hoping for, so I asked her if she needed help. She started to ask me if I had seen anything. I told her I hadn't, but convinced her to sit down and think about what was in the bag. A phone, makeup, a little cash, and her credit cards. Bingo. I asked who she banked with and then told her that I worked for that bank. What a stroke of luck! I reassured her that everything would be fine, but she would need to cancel her credit card right away. I called the quote-unquote help desk number, which was actually Alex, and handed my phone to her. She was hooked, and it was now up to Alex to reel her in. Alex was downstairs in the van. On the dashboard, a CD player was playing office noises we had downloaded from the internet. He kept the mark calm, strung her along, and then assured her that her